This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Electric cars are a burgeoning business, but they're still just 1.5% of total passenger vehicle sales in the U.S. What might increase that are more places to plug in and charge. Sue Carpenter has the story.
Mallory Bass lives in L.A. and drives a Mini Cooper. It runs on gas. But when her lease is up in early 2021, she'll consider an electric car.
I like that it's good for the environment, that I would spend less money on gas.
What she doesn't like?
I worry about finding a place to charge the vehicle.
When you buy a gas-powered car, you don't ask, how many miles can I go on a tank of gas?
Shad Balch is a spokesman for Chevrolet.
But in an EV, that's your first question. How far can I go before I run out of battery? And what happens when I do?
Chevrolet makes the all-electric Bolt. Balch says charging infrastructure is important for drivers' peace of mind. Right now, there are 76,000 public charging station outlets in the country, according to the Alternative Fuels Data Center, compared with 168,000 stations that serve gas.
We're improving on EV infrastructure, but we're not where we need to be yet.
Kevin Roberts is a senior mobility analyst with a global consultancy firm, EY. It surveyed U.S. consumers and found more than half won't buy an EV due to a lack of charging stations.
Range anxiety is a major concern for most consumers.
Public chargers are operated by a handful of companies, Greenlots, EVgo, and a new player, Electrify America. Volkswagen created the subsidiary as part of its U.S. Department of Justice emissions settlement that requires VW to spend $2 billion on charging infrastructure. Brendan Jones is with Electrify America. He says by the end of 2021, it plans to install 3,500 high-speed chargers nationwide.
You can get 20 miles in a minute on that charge.
Mallory Bass will be on the lookout for more charging stations over the next year while deciding on a new car.
Maybe I'll do the research and go for an electric car. Maybe there will be more charging stations.
Because seeing more chargers might tip the balance on what she decides to drive. In Los Angeles, I'm Sue Carpenter for Marketplace.